Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So 2019 is quickly drawing to an end. We're not only approaching the end of another year, but also the end of another decade. It hit me the other day that in just a few weeks, we'll be in the 2020s. You know what this means? For those of you that remember, Y2K was 20 years ago. The 2020s. This is the decade I'm going to turn 40. How did this happen? Well, 2019, like any other year, has had its ups and downs. I think for many of us college football fans, I can say 2019 was a pretty disappointing year. But overall, this year, like every year before it, has had its shares of joys and tribulations, blessings and hardships. Babies have been born, but loved ones have died. Sicknesses have been cured, but cancer has returned. New opportunities have popped up along with the ending of treasured traditions. Our lives ebb and flow with highs and lows. The lows and disappointments and letdowns we experience are the consequences of living in a world plagued with sin. But that we can still experience joy and happiness and delight is proof that we still have a loving God who cares for us and who longs to give us good gifts. The human life, the Christian life, is a mixed bag of the good and the bad. John the Baptist was certainly familiar with both the ups and downs of life. In our gospel reading for today, Jesus, the great teacher, takes the opportunity to teach about John. John's imprisonment certainly led to many questions, both from John himself, but also from those who had gone out to see him. Jesus asks the crowd, "What did you go out to see?" He's, of course, referring to the time when John was preaching and baptizing in the wilderness near the Jordan River. And three times he asks the crowd what they went out to see when they went to see John. And Jesus gives them three answers. Jesus first proposes a reed shaken by the wind, suggesting a person easily swayed by popular opinion. And second, Jesus proposes a person wearing soft clothing, suggesting someone who takes the easy way out to live luxuriously. John, of course, was neither of these. He was certainly not swayed by popular opinion nor seduced by comfortable living. He, after all, was the man who lived out in the wilderness, wearing camel's hair and eating honey and locusts. John proclaimed God's word regardless of how unpopular or uncomfortable it was. After all, John was now suffering in prison because he proclaimed God's word. And in Jesus' third answer, he declares that John was, in fact, a great prophet. He was Israel's greatest prophet. He was actually more than a prophet because he was the one that prepared the way for the Messiah. John certainly was a great prophet. He was, after all, the one who proclaimed the coming of the Messiah, God's anointed one. He knew God was going to send one who would restore the people of Israel. So he preached intensely. His sermons contained content like, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Or, "The one who is coming will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Many people, hearing John's message, repented of their sins and were baptized. And then John saw with his own eyes the one who was coming, the one he was preaching about. He saw the Messiah and identified him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And he got to baptize the Messiah with his own hands. He actually got to see and interact with the one whom God sent to the world to save Israel, to redeem God's people, to make things right again for the people of Israel. These were certainly joys and blessings that John experienced. John simultaneously experienced tribulations. While John's preaching of the kingdom brought many to faith and repentance, it also brought a lot of opposition. He called Israel's religious leaders a brood of vipers because of their self-righteousness and rejection of God's word. And he called out political leaders for their sins too. He rebuked King Herod for ignoring God's word. He accused Herod of committing adultery because he had married his brother's wife. And everyone that heard John's message stood condemned because of their sin. John's faithful preaching of God's word resulted in either repentance or opposition. And the opposition to John, which really was opposition to God, landed him in prison. Herod had thrown John in prison, and he would remain there until his execution. Can you imagine John's plight? He had, of course, been doing what God had led him to do. He was preaching the coming of God's kingdom. That is, the coming of the Messiah. And through his preaching, he was leading people to faith and repentance and baptism. But when we come to our gospel reading for today, he's rotting in jail. This certainly isn't right. He's being punished for faithfully preaching God's word. John was certainly a strong prophet, a man of great faith who trusted God. But after sitting in prison for a year or so, doubt began gnawing away at him. He'd heard about Jesus' preaching and miracles, but what Jesus was doing didn't look like the Messiah that John had envisioned. John had preached the coming of the kingdom of heaven, that judgment was near. But where was all the judgment? Jesus was going around teaching and healing people and forgiving sins, which is all great, but what about restoring the people of Israel? What Jesus was doing didn't exactly match with John's end time preaching. So John had to know. He had to know if Jesus really was the Messiah, if he really was the one that John had been sent to prepare the way for. Did his suffering in jail serve a purpose, or was it meaningless? So John sent two of his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one?" John needs to know if the man he'd identified as the Lamb of God really was the Messiah, the one God had sent. But Jesus' reply, his response, is honestly kind of weird. He said, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear and the dead are raised up. And the poor have good news preached to them." Jesus doesn't directly answer John's question. At this point, let's take a pause in our story. While John's situation is certainly unique, don't his questions and doubts sound uncomfortably familiar to many of our own questions and doubts? When troubles arise in our lives, we often know that God can rescue us from them, but when he doesn't, questions and doubt gnaw away at our faith. We know that God has the power to heal the sickness that plagues our loved one. But when healing doesn't come, we question God's love. We know that God can save us from the financial crisis our family is facing. But when the bills continue to pile up, we doubt God's providence. We know that God can fix our broken relationships. But when forgiveness and reconciliation seem impossible, we wonder if God even cares. And we know that God forgives our sins, but why do we continue to struggle with that same sin over and over and over again? We can certainly empathize with John's question, "Are you the one?" While we may not ask the same question, we certainly ask similar heart-wrenching, raw, and painful questions. Like John, we can be deeply disappointed with life circumstances, and we can be deeply disappointed with how we perceive God to handle these difficulties. Like Jesus, not matching John's vision of the nearness of the kingdom, God's actions in our lives don't always seem to match our vision of a loving and all-powerful God. Like John's understanding of the Messiah, our understanding of God gets confused and twisted. Now, even though Jesus' answer doesn't directly answer John's question, it is exactly what he needed to hear. Again, he said, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them." Jesus is, in fact, quoting portions of the Old Testament that speak of the coming of God's kingdom, some of which we just heard when Pastor Troy read from Isaiah. When the Messiah arrived, and with him God's kingdom, the blind would receive sight, the lame would walk, and so on. These were God's promises to his people to restore Israel. This is exactly what John had been preaching about, the coming of the kingdom of heaven. But John had focused on the coming judgment God would bring, which, by the way, is true. But the judgment that the Messiah would bring wouldn't come until his second coming, his second advent. And this is where John was confused. He didn't realize that Jesus, the Messiah, would be coming to earth twice. So in pointing John to the miraculous healings and the preaching of the good news, Jesus is pointing out to John that he really is the Messiah. Even though it didn't look exactly how John had envisioned, the Messiah really had come in the person of Jesus. Jesus really was the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. The kingdom of heaven really had broken into human history in the person of Jesus. And all of Jesus' miracles and preaching are signs that the kingdom of heaven is breaking into the world now. God started his new reign here on earth in the person of Jesus. It was by the miraculous birth of Jesus that God began his work of restoring Israel and redeeming all people and all of creation. And so Jesus corrected John's understanding of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is not only a future day in heaven, nor is it only the last day of judgment. Rather, God's reign, God's kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, is God's reign in the hearts of people. And this reign is larger than just the people of Israel, but it is all who believe in Jesus. And this reign is active today. This reign is revealed in the Holy Spirit's work in saving and restoring lost sinners. This reign is present in God's work in each of our lives. And this is what Jesus is getting at our gospel reading. As I stated earlier, by asking the question, "What did you go out to see?" Jesus is explaining just how big of a deal John the Baptist was. John was the greatest prophet who prepared the way for Jesus. But as great as John was, Jesus now declares that those in God's kingdom, indeed, even the least in the kingdom of heaven, are greater than John. When God gave you faith, when you were baptized in his name, God's kingdom came to reign in your heart right now in this life. God's kingdom reigns in you. You are a member of God's kingdom. And your faith in Christ makes you greater than the greatest of all of Israel's prophets. When John was hurting and his faith was struggling, Jesus proclaimed the gospel to him by pointing him to something beyond his current situation, something external. He pointed John to himself, to his Lord and Savior, to the Messiah. And God does the same for you today. He continually proclaims the gospel to you in ways that are external to your circumstances, feelings, and thoughts. God proclaims his gospel to you through his word and sacraments. In these external realities, these external truths, God is pointing you to Jesus. And he is telling you, I love you and I forgive you. Jesus has been judged in your place for your sins. I know you don't always understand what's going on, but I'm always with you. I know your situation is difficult, but I care deeply for you, and your suffering hurts me too. This is why I sent Jesus to die for you, that you may be forgiven and healed. I've given you the blessing of the kingdom of heaven today. And while now you may only see these blessings in part, there will be a day where you will fully and eternally enjoy these blessings with me and my son. Until then, trust in me and keep looking to Jesus. Look to what he said. Look to what he did. Look to him in my word, in worship, in your baptism, in the Lord's Supper, in the forgiveness of your sins, and in the love and care of other Christians. In all these ways, the kingdom of heaven is being given to you today. By asking the question, what did you go out to see? Jesus not only taught about John, he also taught about himself. Jesus is the one whom John prophesied would come. He is the one who brought the kingdom of heaven into this world through his birth, life, death, and resurrection. He is the one who has redeemed you and given you the kingdom of heaven. And he is the one who will one day take all that isn't right and make it right again. Who will completely remove all of your disappointments and give you full healing and joy. Jesus is the one. Amen.